on Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh soul, are you weary?
Yes, Lord Jesus, troubled, we thank you this morning.
No light in the darkness,
no
you
one
see.
This morning.
There's a light for
a long this morning, Lord.
Get a Savior.
We thank you, we bless you. Oh, yes.
And life more abundant than free.
Let's open our eyes now.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Of the end will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Oh, I believe every eyes have to attend to him this morning. That's why we have left our closets far and near. We thank the Lord for the quickening power that has quickened us this morning to find ourselves in no other place but in his presence. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord, that grace once again has made a way for us, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the week that has just passed. All the things that, Lord, you did for us, O God, Father. There are many things that, Lord Jesus, our eyes could not see. But we know that, Lord, every footstep we have taken, Lord, has been challenged by the enemy. But, Lord, we thank you. You've raised us, Lord, all to protect us, Lord Jesus, in our going out and coming in, Lord. And this morning, oh, grace once again. Had given us genesis from far and near, Lord, or to begin the week, Lord, right in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you. We find ourselves in no some disco or in some stadium, but right in your holy house, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for this privilege. And Lord, as we have come, Lord, we come with all reverence, Lord, with all humility this morning. Lord, we've come not to see man, but we want to see you, Lord. So, Father, let your Holy Spirit sweep over your children this morning. As, Lord, we humble ourselves, Lord, all to hear your word, O God. Father, we know that you have something in store for us. So, Lord, for our Sunday school, we pray that, Lord, it will prepare us, Lord, for the word you have for us for the day, O God. And Lord, we commit it into your hands now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Welcome to the house of the Lordship. We thank the Lord for this grace. Amen. So this morning, we are going to look at the scripture, 2 Peter chapter 3. It's a scripture that I believe many of you might have studying and meditating upon. And we recently even used it for a portion of it for inspiration for a prayer meeting titled, Beloved, Be Not Be Ignorant of This One Thing. And this morning we are going to start from the first verse and stop anywhere that our time will cover up. Amen. And we'll be going to look at the subject, the three world. Amen. So let's read the first and second verses, and then we can sit down. 2 Peter 3, starting from 1, verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. As we sit down, Lord, bless your word and minister it deep down into our souls. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. May we be seated. God richly bless you. Yes, I believe everyone will agree that the hour that we are living in, it calls for a constant stirring up. Amen. Amen. It calls for a constant stirring up. See, among the brethren of faith, and Apostle Peter, see, was just doing that when he wrote this second epistle. He wrote this as a second epistle that I beloved. Amen. So when we look at the first verse, it said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Amen. That you be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Amen. Now, why should we be mindful? God bless you, brother. My eyes are getting dim. Why should we be mindful of the words of the holy prophets and of the commandments of the apostles? Why? Are they better or greater than their Lord? Are they more than their Lord? The scripture is saying we should be mindful of their words. Are they greater than their own Lord? No, sir. Amen. Then let us see why we should be mindful to them. Amen. So what does the scripture talk about the prophets, the old prophets or the holy prophets? We can read that from the same Peter, 2 Peter, chapter 1, 20 and 21. He's talking about the holy prophets here. Amen. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Amen. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the holy prophets that Apostle Peter is talking about, never by their own private interpretation or by their own will spoke the word. Amen. But that they speak as they were moved by the Spirit of God, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So every word, so the answer for the prophets, for the holy prophets, why we go to listen to them, we should be mindful of their words. That whatever they spoke, it had never been by their own private interpretation or by their own thoughts. But they speak as they were moved by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. that moved them to say what they said. Amen. What about the apostles? What does the scripture also say? You all know one of the apostles was Paul. And he was one of the seven stars that was in the right hand of God. Amen. Amen. And the prophet William Branham says that right hand of God is power. Amen. So reading something from the church age, Ephesians church age, you have heard it before. Amen. He said, this signifies that the very power and authority of God are behind his messengers in every age. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Looking at the apostles also, you see, the prophet William Branham said, this signifies that the very power and authority of God are behind these messengers to every age. Amen. He said, they go forth in the fire and power of the Holy Ghost with the word. Amen. 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 He said, they are stars because the word says so. They are stars because they reflect what? Light. And the light they reflect is not their own light. Amen. Amen. They have no light of their own. The prophet went on to say that they kindle not their own fires. They kindle not their own fires, that men would walk in the light of their spark. Amen. See? So Apostle Paul himself confirmed this, what Prophet William Branham said. He confirmed this in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 4 and 5. Apostle Paul himself confirmed it. They kindle not their own fires, that men may walk in the light of their sparks. See. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, Amen. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Yes. See. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. See, so that it's not our own light that, see, we don't kindle our own lights. Amen. That man should want walk in our sparks. No, here Apostle Paul has confirmed it. Yes. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, Amen. But in the power of God. Amen. So you could see that the old prophets, the holy prophets, the apostles, in all their lives, they always point to what? Amen. Points to God. Yes. They don't point to themselves. True, amen. Amen. They kindle not their own fires. And so that settles it. Why Apostle Peter is telling us this morning that, beloved, look at the way how you have been addressed this morning. Beloved, I write unto you in both to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us apostles of the Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. So we are still on the first and second verses here. Now verse 2. There are two. He said both. He said, beloved, and now I write to you in both. That's, there should be two things. Both. Which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. And then verse 2, that ye be Ye may be what? Mindful of the words. Two things you got to remember and be mindful of these words. Amen. Because, my brother, these two works together. Because you can remember all things. You may be aware of all things, but fail to be mindful of those things. Amen. And that is really very, very serious. Amen. Oh, you know all the mysteries. You know everything, but you are not mindful of it. We are coming on that. So, verse 3. It said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. Amen. Amen. There will come more scoffers. Brethren, many times when we read the scriptures like this, we tend to look far away. Amen. We tend to look far away. Scoffers, oh, they are all out there. Amen. But you see, let us be watchful here. Yes. We look at the scoffers from outside, while we fail to examine our own selves.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, you'll get a scoffer who will be saying anything out there. You hear a scoffer who will be saying that there is no life after death. He will be arguing that openly. But you, the Christian, you will not do that. But let's watch something. Amen. So who is a scoffer? A scoffer is a contemptuous person or a scornful person who feels that something is worthless or unworthy of respect. That means you are not mindful. Amen. A scoffer is a contemptuous person or a scornful person who feels that something is worthless or unworthy of respect. But brethren, one thing, action speaks louder than words.
Amen.
Action speaks louder than words. And in the Message book, the Prophet William Branham said in the Message book, A Hidden Life in Christ, preached in San Fernando, listen to what the prophet said. He said, we have had many testimonies, but as the old saying is, your life speaks so loud,
amen,
I can't hear your voice.
Amen.
Your life speaks so loud, I can't hear your voice. He said, we are written epistles of God, read of all men. You won't talk, but your life is speaking. Amen.
Amen.
See. So, that poor fellow out there arguing openly with his lips that there is no life after death, all things continue as they were from the beginning, and the end of man is when he died. You'll be arguing there. You, the Christian, you won't say it, but my brother, my sister, let's watch it. Our life speaks so loud, as the prophet is saying. Amen. So, brethren, let's watch within ourselves. We, believers, see, seeing every sign of Noah's day, seeing every sign of Lord's day, seeing every sign of the perilous times that we are living in, and even we can see the great and dreadful day is what is coming.
Amen.
A sign of an oncoming storm. And yet, the life is not showing any sign of readiness that we have applied the blood and that we are in a place of safety. See, a place of safety, eating the unleavened bread, see, with our loins girded. our shoes on our feet, our staffs in our hands, eating in haste. That's the way how the Christian life has got to be. Amen. And if this kind of urgency is not seen in us, brethren, you see, it's not seen in us. That means we know all the mysteries, but we are not mindful. Amen. It's not reflecting in our lives. Amen. So that's what the scripture says. You have the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. See? Because what you hear, you are not taking them. Now let's listen to the prophet again here, very serious. Then we will know that when we are looking for school first, we have to examine ourselves first. Amen.
Amen.
In the message book, At Thy Word, preaching Phoenix, he said, he promised in the last days that there would be a church of scoffers. We've got them. A church what? Of scoffers. He's not talking about people outside. He said in the last days there will be a church of scoffers. We got them. And he promised there will be a church that signs would be following it. We've got it. That's right. Now listen. He said, and each one of us here, each one of us here is either on one side or the other. My. Thank you, brother. Amen. A church of scoffers. And a church that the sign will be following them. And we here this morning, we could be one of them, either of them. So brethren, when we talk about scoffers, let us not look very far.
Amen.
But let's examine ourselves. Amen. You see. Now, it's true. Our precious brother Greg had been going out there, and our brother also, many of you, you go out to give a tract, and some people will just ignore it. Amen. They'll ignore it because they don't want to what? They don't want to know anything. Now let's look at verse 5. It said, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in water. We are looking at they willingly are ignorant. You see, you give a tract to someone, he will not what? He just doesn't want to what? Take it.
Amen.
Amen. He wants to be what? Ignorant about what you want to present to him. Praise the Lord. Now, being willingly ignorant? To be willingly ignorant of something is to avoid becoming informed about that something. You avoid becoming what? Informed. You see. And so if the man out there avoid to be informed of what you are giving to him, what about we, the Christians?
Amen.
How do we also avoid becoming informed about the word?
Amen.
How? It's all about the word. By failing to mix the word with faith. The word we hear, when we fail to mix it with faith, we are avoiding what? To be informed. Because it takes that faith, the Holy Spirit, to bring the real you see, nuggets of the word into your life. So if you hear something and you don't mix it with faith, you are avoiding being informed about the word. Amen. And brethren, we have been strongly admonished in Hebrews 4, verse 1 and 2. You can turn to that place. Hebrews 1, 4. Hebrews 4, the first two verses. Willingly being ignorant. You hear the word all right. You come here, you hear the word all right. But, see, you don't mix it with faith. He said, let us therefore fear. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Amen. Amen. That's how we avoid being informed. Amen. Because we don't mix the word with faith. Praise the Lord. And another thing also that we do as Christians, willingly to be ignorant. We come to church all right. You are looking right in the face of the preacher. But all what he's saying, your heart is far away somewhere. Your heart is far away somewhere. Let's quickly just read what Jesus said before our time will come up. Amen. And that also, that's what Jesus said, quoting from the book of Isaiah, when he said, these people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, and honoreth me with their lips. You come here, oh, you sing, you praise God, everything. Now listen, but their heart is far away from me. Amen. That's another way we avoid being informed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is every heart here this morning?
Amen.
I think we will stop here. I don't want to jump into the next one. Our topic is about the three worlds. And we are now about to enter that one. I don't want to touch that because our time is almost up. Amen. I believe, and we all believe, our heart is here this morning. Praise the Lord. Forget about everything and concentrate on him. As the song leader and the musicians come, we create the atmosphere for the word that is for us today.
Amen.
We will hear them. How many believe that?
Amen.
Every heart here together, singing and praising God,
yes,
to create the atmosphere. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you by your word of God, preparing us, Lord Jesus, for the days main course, Lord. Father, now we are ready, oh, to give praise and honor and glory to your name. And Lord Jesus, turn your ears, Lord, as Lord we have turned our eyes unto you this morning. Oh, Lord, bless your people, bless your church. We thank you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you.